This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
كتاب أنزلناه إليك مبارك ليدبروا آياته وليتذكر أولو الألباب.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My brothers and sisters, the story of the creation of human beings is repeated in the Quran several times. In this revelation, Allah wants us to understand where we came from and to understand why we are here. So he mentions Adam alayhi salam, the Prophet Adam, and he mentions Eve or Hawa, may peace be upon them. And Allah Almighty tells us in many places in the Quran about various aspects of creation. So at times he says they were created from dust, then he says soil, then he says clay, and so on. People say, why is there a contradiction? There is no contradiction. These are the various stages of creation. That's all it is. So when he says a droplet of semen, he's talking about what happened later. When he talks about the dust that was initial, when he talks about the clay, that is mixture of that dust and earth with water, when he talks about mud, that is also one of the levels. So there is no contradiction. But what's of interest is, when Allah Almighty mentions the story of Adam, he clearly says to Adam, listen, you have an enemy. Subhanallah. That was a distinct statement made by Allah to Adam. Allah says, oh Adam, you have an enemy. He doesn't like you. He's going to plot your downfall. Be careful. So what should I do? If I don't want someone to succeed in their plot of my downfall, what should I do? Well, take heed, be watchful, follow the rules, make sure that you don't falter. So Allah Almighty says to him, well, there's only one rule basically here. What was the rule? Allah says, لا تقربا هذه الشجرة. Don't eat, don't even come close to this tree. Don't eat from this particular fruit. Now, one might ask, why did Allah decide that he doesn't want Adam to eat from this particular tree? When you've connected to Allah and connected to revelation, the true answer is, it's the decision of the Almighty. He decides what he wants to do. But if you would like a deeper explanation, you see, Allah tests you by telling you to do things, and then he tests you by telling you to abstain from things. When you have a mathematics exam, your examiner will not only test you with addition. They say, how do you add these things? So you add them all up. Then he says, well, how do you subtract these things? So you're tested with subtraction and division, not just multiplication and addition. So in a similar way, Allah tests you holistically. He's going to test you by telling you, do this, let's see if you do it. Okay, and don't do this, let's see if you're not going to do it. Subhanallah. So that's Allah. He wants to give you the greater qualification. So he tests you with do's and don'ts. And then he tests you with things to say, well, these are things it's better for you to do. Then he tests you with other things. These are things it's better for you not to do. So that's where the voluntary deeds come in and so on. But here Allah decided, you know what? I don't want you to do one thing. And part of the plan of Allah was he wanted to create a creature who would repent to him. It's the issue of repentance. It is the issue of turning back to Allah. That is what Allah wanted, and that is what Allah loves. So he created man for man to repent to him. That's amazing. That's mentioned in some hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How much Allah loves it when humankind actually turns back to him and seeks forgiveness. Allah Almighty, in one narration, literally boasts to his angels about this human being seeking forgiveness to him. Subhanallah. It's just Allah. He gets so happy and so delighted. Why would Allah get happy? He is the Lord of the worlds. Because he loves us. That's the reason. When you love someone and they've been engaged in something bad, whatever it may be, bad habits, bad deeds, and when they turn and come back, and you're surprised, or even if you're not so surprised, but you will be extremely happy to see your son quit the drugs or quit whatever else it may be, May Allah grant goodness to all those who are struggling. May Allah take them out of their mess and make their parents and their siblings and loved ones happy with them quitting the bad that they've been involved in. Ameen. But Allah Almighty looks at Adam alayhi salam and tells him not to do this. Like I said, if Allah wanted, he didn't need to have that, but it was his choice. We don't have a say regarding what Allah wants or doesn't want. So Allah Almighty found that Adam alayhi salam was being conned by Shaytan. Shaytan told him, do you know what? There is a tree and a fruit. You've been prohibited from it, but if you ate from it, you'll enjoy it thoroughly. And you will live forever and you will have a lot of wealth, meaning provision. You will have ownership of things that will never deplete. That's the reason why Allah told you not to eat from that. So it was clear that he was being deceived. He was being deceived. Where Shaytan told him a lie and told him, you know what? The reason why you're not to eat from this tree is because of XYZ. But that's not true. It's just Allah's test. Allah didn't want you to eat from that tree. So Shaytan beautified the prohibited. You and I, the same thing happens. Shaytan beautifies the prohibited. What is prohibited? Well, so many things that are prohibited, Shaytan tries to beautify them and tell us, it's okay, you know, you'll repent, it's fine, Allah will forgive and so on. Don't sin with the idea that, you know what, it's okay, I will later seek forgiveness. Don't do that. But if you have sinned out of your human weakness, then you seek forgiveness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us strength. So Adam alayhi salam ended up believing for a moment Shaytan. He was conned basically for a moment. They ate from the tree. As soon as they ate, some things started happening and they realized Shaytan lied to us. We're not going to live forever and we're not going to be able to achieve kingdom that will never deplete as they were promised. So Allah makes mention of this in the Quran where Shaytan says to them,
فوسوس إليه الشيطان قال يا آدم هل أدلك على شجرة الخلد وملك لا يبلى.
Exactly as I said, verse number 120 of Surah Taha, Shaitan started whispering to them in many different ways and he told them, should I lead you to the tree wherein which if you ate from it, you wouldn't ever die and you would have kingdom forever and ever, ownership would never deplete. So what happened? They ate from it, they regretted it, it resulted in them realizing Shaytan had conned them, and then they turned to Allah. Now, before we get to what exactly they said when they turned to Allah, let me pause for a moment and tell you again that Allah created humankind different from the angels. The angels don't have the ability to disobey, and different from Shaytan will not obey Allah. If he obeys Allah, he would not be called Shaytan anyway. So in the middle, there is a creature known as humankind. Humankind will make mistakes, will sin out of human weakness, and will repent to Allah. That repentance will be so loved by Allah that the human being can attain a rank higher than the angels. Subhanallah. Yes, there is a discussion as to the exact detail of that, but it's there. This is loved by Allah. Allah loves it so much. So the one thing that Allah told Adam and Eve not to do is the exact thing they ended up doing. That provides for us a lot of comfort from one angle. What is that angle? While we will never condone sin, because by our very nature we are sinful, kullu bani Adam khatta, all the children of Adam make mistakes, commit sins. So it is comforting to note that Allah will forgive, has forgiven, shall forgive, even if we happened to fall for the trap of Shaytan by doing the exact thing that Allah told us not to do. Don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah. So that is the lesson. When we reconnect with revelation, we realize it's the mercy of Allah. Allah has been so merciful. Here is Adam. He says, رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ Oh, our Lord, we have wronged ourselves. And if you don't have mercy on us, and if you don't forgive us, we are going to be the losers. Allah forgave them. May Allah forgive all of us. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَصَلَى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمَ وَبَارَكَ عَلَى نَبِيْنَا مُحَمَّدٍ
كتاب أنزلناه إليك مبارك ليدبروا آياته وليتذكروا